her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it.
I can't imagine that this is one of those days that years from now we will look back upon fondly and say, remember when they finally got that boat off the beach?
It's a sad day.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Have you not been following the entire saga of Deep Thought? It has been fantastic. Every time that you think that the saga is going to come to a close, it somehow becomes stranger and weirder and dumber, and it has been one of my favorite things.
Okay, fill me in.
Okay, so Deep Thought, for those unaware, and by the way, if you have, if you're going to be driving on Lincoln Memorial, it's going to be shut down at 8 o'clock, so they can get
Deep Thought
out of the lake. So for those unfamiliar, Deep Thought is a boat that's been abandoned just off of Bradford Beach here in Milwaukee for a little over 6 months. It was in October. A couple from Mississippi bought a boat from up in the Sheboygan area, and their plan was to take it all the way down to Mississippi, and this was going to be their boat.
Whoa.
They're going to ride it down to, you know, and unfortunately for them, they ran out of gas as they approached Milwaukee and just abandoned the boat. Just left it there. Just left the boat after they ran out of gas. Went home.
Deep Thought and Mississippi do not go hand in hand, number one. So my guess is they didn't name the boat.
I would say that would be accurate. Does
okay.
What if it was aspirational, Chew? Okay.
Should be Gone Fishing spelled wrong, and I'd feel better about
it. Right, okay. So, first of all, who abandons a boat? We're just leaving boats around now? Are we just leaving cars and other, like, major property around?
I mean, that was
I put it on stream there for Chewy to see. That was his first time ever interacting with Deep Thought.
I think they should leave it.
Well, it's become like this I want to say touristy thing, but like it's been around for so long that people just want to go see it. I mean, it has been stripped of anything valuable at this point, so it's been raided. It's been graffitied beyond recognition. I believe a DJ played a set out there at one point. So it's been a popular place to go visit over these last 6 months.
It's got a Wolski sticker on it.
Well,
classic Milwaukee things.
Yeah. Yeah, injured Carl Gruber was, you know, painted on it.
Of course,
you know,
to be fair, I doubt it closed Wolski's. I mean,
how hasn't it? It's been there for 6 months.
I would bet the person closed Wolski's and then went to go pay homage to the old boat.
To old Deep Thought. So it's been a fun, you know, little thing that's been out there. But some of the, okay, you know, it's been there. How do we get rid of it? City is saying it's not there. Not on us. That's not something we have to worry about. County was saying same thing. Like, nobody was claiming responsibility. The owner stopped answering phone calls because it's clearly supposed to be on them to remove the boat. So it just sat there for 6 months. And then finally, through some donations, an independent company in Milwaukee thought, oh, we can remove the boat, and decided a week or two ago to try and remove the boat.
Okay.
However,
boat's still there.
It is so dug in and has been just so kind of buried into the sandbar there just off of Bradford that it was a bigger job than anticipated. And like the pontoon barge that they were trying to put their levees and puller, you know, and try to pull that thing out. Yeah, all those sorts of things. They left that there overnight and the wind picked up, the waves picked up. And that crashed, and that's sitting right next to Deep Thought. So we've got two boats that are wrecked right now, right next to each other.
Is this some sort of Bermuda Triangle spot on the beach? Where
you would think that would be a sign that this boat's meant to be there.
Venture into it and you'll never come out?
Apparently, though, the county is now saying it is their responsibility. They're trying to figure out a way to finance this thing and hopefully not cost the taxpayers. Good luck with that. But they have signed a contract with a company that is bringing in cranes to remove the boats from Lake Michigan today. Apparently, this company has experience lifting semis that have tipped over on the highway. So they're going to try to do that and remove Deep Thought from Lake Michigan. So it's a sad day. Deep Thought, after 6+ months, finally being removed from Lake Michigan.
It's a much bigger boat than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And also, Joshy, that photograph that you put up on the stream, that was beautiful. I might want a print of that. I might want to get that, like, you know, somebody needs to paint that or something.
There's going to be a lot of artists.
Yes, that picture in particular. If someone could paint that picture, that would be a talking piece that you could have in your home. And people would be like, what the hell is that? Well, let me tell you the story that Gabe just wove about Deep Thought.
Also, I'll find a more recent one. The boat no longer looks like that at all. It has been taken for every piece left on it.
Like the metal pieces that you see on the top there that have that that overhang piece.
Yeah, it's been scrapped, basically.
That's gone. So now that big piece up top is on the back of the boat instead of up top on the boat. Yeah, it's seen better days. I am just blown away by somebody's ability, financially or otherwise, to just leave a boat. Like, did Chewy, you live down there, there's a lot of boats. Did boats become, like, disposable?
Well, I can tell you this. After a hurricane, you have, and the last one we had, no, two ago were pretty bad, Helene. You have 48 hours to claim your boat if it comes off your lift and goes up on someone's property. Or people can go repo the boat, and you cannot get your boat back until you pay the person who repoed it a bunch of money, because I had a buddy who was doing, he's like, can I put some boats on your dock? And I'm like, yeah, I don't want them there for a year, though. You know, a month is fine, but, and he made, but it's funny, that reminds me of Frank's car, like back in 94.
Okay.
So Frank bought an old, remember the Celebrity? I don't know who made it, Oldsmobile or whatever, the Celebrity is a piece of junk. Frank didn't want to bring his nice car from Kansas City, so he bought this $500 Celebrity that he was going to drive throughout the season. And we would have to be carted in it. We made him drive because it was such a piece of crap down to the Hudson Center. So we would take our helmets and then just smash the thing every time we went to practice. So Frank had a rule. He said, okay, you can't smash any headlights or taillights or whatever. You can smash everything else. So the car kind of had a life of its own. Frank threw up in it one time.
It was like Kirby?
He had some bad pizza. And I think it was Edgar Bennett was driving by. You know those car washes with the wand?
Yeah.
That you can do it quickly yourself. So Frank was wanding the end of his car, the inside of the car. And Edgar's like, what the hell are you doing, Frank? Usually you wash the outside, not the inside. He's like, forget about it. I had some bad Taco Bell. So at the end of the long and the short of his is, we all signed the car in a huge Sharpie, everyone on the team, and we auctioned it off for $5,000 or $6,000 and someone bought it.
Wow.
They should do that with this boat. I think this would look cool in someone's front yard.
No, I mean, this boat, too,
is enormous.
I mean, and they're going to have to wreck it to get it out. Like, I think that's what's going to happen with the crane, and they're just going to take it to a salvage yard. And
it's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Well, because the plan was for the couple that bought it, this is what they were going to live on it. That was their plan. They were going to take it down to Mississippi and live on the boat.
Well, it's not that big.
That was their plan.
Wow. Couple of things. One, why is no one live streaming this thing? Somebody needs to go down there with a camera or maybe a drone and live stream the demolition / removal of Deep Thought.
Well, I'm sure there's news crews down there. TMJ, our folks over at 620 WTMJ have reporters down there.
The update. Exactly. Gave it a little shave. Gave it a little cut. The top.
Chewy, you can't just leave a boat sitting there for 6+ months and expect it to be exactly the same and that people aren't going to mess with it.
No, but put it on the Summerfest grounds. I think it'd be pretty cool. No?
I mean, there's nothing left inside of it.
So what? It's a piece of history.
I don't love that something was sitting there, even if it was abandoned, and that people were like, you know what? Let's go tag it. Let's tag the sucker. And you got all of that spray paint and all of the graffiti and all of the pictures and whatnot. Like,
I think it's kind of cool.
What if, now, how long would the family have had to come back and get it where it would have been in the same shape they left it? A week?
No, not even.
A day?
Maybe. You abandon a boat, like, that's on you. You go all the way back to Mississippi, that's on you.
You could just stay on the boat until you're able to get it out, if you so were so interested.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's so, a big enough boat. There's
well, again, place if that was if that was your plan was to live on the boat,
yes.
Why not just live on the boat in Milwaukee for a little bit?
Were they going to drive the boat to Mississippi? Because don't you have to go to the Mississippi River?
Yeah, you could have found a way to flow through,
you could get there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of going the wrong way, though, aren't you?
Well, were they coming? They were not coming south to Milwaukee.
Yeah, from Sheboygan.
Yeah.
But he's right. How do you get from Lake Michigan down to the Mississippi?
Gotta
down
be honest,
to Mississippi.
I'm not a river expert.
Yeah. I'm sure the Milwaukee River connects to a different river that connects to a different river that can eventually get you to the Mississippi.
No, I think you got to go up to Superior and over that way.
He might be right.
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, we know that.
You also, there also are plenty of places in Milwaukee where you could get your boat onto a trailer, drive it to the Mississippi, and then plenty of services will pull your boat right out of the water if it's not submerged or sunk into the beach on Bradford.
Are you telling me that if somebody did a live stream, you wouldn't watch it? I would definitely pop in, pop out, eating my lunch, pop in, see how much progress they've made on removing the boat. There should be a live stream. We live stream everything. We live stream the birth of Eagles now. Well, I don't know if it's now, but recently.
You're throwing around we here.
The collective.
I'm not doing any of that.
The proverbial.
I think we need a little bit to the Google review that was left by the owners of the...
Josh, we don't have that kind of time.
What do you mean Google review?
She
review
left
the boat?
She left a Google review, I believe, because this has been placed on Google as like a place to go to, like a,
yeah.
It's like an attraction. She tries to weave a story here. The owner of that they were caught in the gale, that she fell off the boat. Her husband abandoned the boat to save her, bring her back on the boat. And in said time, they, beached at that point, causing the boat to be not able to be used. Instead of the accurate story, which is they ran out of gas, didn't know what to do, panicked as probably new boat owners, and then beached it and then abandoned it because they were scared of what to do and didn't want to pay for the removal of it. So now, like, they're going to get a bill for this.
Yeah, the DNR will fine them, that's for sure.
Well,
yeah.
Aside from, yes, the waste portion, also the removal cost.
Best of luck getting them to pay it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's court. Yeah.
You can summon them all you want to a Milwaukee court. They are in Mississippi.
Coming back to Wisconsin?
If you can afford a boat, you can afford to pay for the city to remove your boat. Update here, a little housekeeping. You can get from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi via the Illinois Waterway. Start in Lake Michigan, enter the Chicago River just past Navy Pier. Turn down the Chicago River, take that to the Des Plaines River, take that to the Illinois River. The Des Plaines River will join the Kankakee River to form the Illinois River. Navigate the Illinois River until it joins the Mississippi River just north of St. Louis.
Now, my only question is, that's a big boat, as we've seen here.
Mm-hmm.
Will it have clearance? I don't know. But I imagine that's a path used and probably has been throughout time. I'd have to imagine it should be able to take a boat that size.
I'm the only one watching the live stream, huh? Chu, would you watch a bit of the live stream today?
Oh, it's sad.
A little bit.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see the murder of Deep Thought.
The murder of one boat.
Get a tugboat. Let the thing just go south and make it Chicago's problem. Right?
Chewie, it is so stuck. Did you not hear the part where it's so stuck that another company lost a boat that's beached right next to it? Like, that's how deep that thing's in there. Yeah, that's why they got to get cranes.
So, PSA, as you mentioned, the road there just along Bradford Beach is going to be shut down today, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so navigate around that if that is part of your daily commute. I also think that we should put on the poll, would you watch a live stream of Deep Thoughts?
Deep Murder.
Wow. Because you know what? I almost went with that. Just so you know.
I don't know.
Deep. You know.
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it. Deep Thoughts being removed from Bradford Beach. We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. We got to get to Jason Wilde. We've got Adam Schefter today on a Tuesday. Usually he's here on Wednesday, but had to change his schedule. So we've got Jason Wilde followed by Adam Schefter. Stick around, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Just getting started.
You remember the moments from that magical March in 2015. Frank Kaminsky leading the charge for Bo Ryan and Wisconsin in a run to the championship. Relive it all with Made Him Believe. On June 26th, join Frank, Sam Decker, and Coach Bo Ryan for an intimate night at the Orpheum Theater in Madison to celebrate the 10-year anniversary. Tickets on sale now at uwhoops2015.com. That's uwhoops2015.com. Made Him Believe. June 26th at the Orpheum Theater in Madison is presented by Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Potosi Varsity Ale, Potosi Hard Seltzer, and M3 Insurance.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We love our time with Jason Wilde talking all things green and gold, etc. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good, everybody. How are you?
We're good. We were just talking about the boat Deep Thought, which is, I guess, buried or stuck on Bradford Beach. I want to talk about rookie.
Well, poor Jack Handy being stuck on that boat.
Honestly, that was my first thought immediately as well. And then my second thought was the inappropriate thing that you shouldn't say on the radio. And that's why I pause before saying thought. Why are you laughing? Like you didn't know that's what was happening, Chew.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of too, Jen.
Alrighty
then. Who gets beat more than anybody in radio.
Jason, you were at, is it rookie mini camp, rookie training camp, rookie camp? What are they referring to this thing as now?
Lame and boring and couldn't figure out anything. Rookie mini camp. Mike McCarthy used to call it rookie orientation, which I always thought was a much better phrase for it, because a lot of it was like when you register for college and you go to orientation, you learn where different classes are and where your dorm is and that sort of thing. And it's interesting because Matt LaFleur came in 2019 and it became a real mini camp. Like they had two practices, they ran 11-on-11 periods, they did one-on-one drills. And LaFleur said to us on Friday before the one, air quotes, practice that they had on Saturday that he had really kind of changed his approach, feeling like all these guys do so much building up to the draft and being picked with training for the combine to improve their 40 time and doing their pro day and going on 30 visits, that he really felt like it was counterproductive to do actual practices. So what they did on Saturday was individual drill work. Like the Canadian quarterback threw passes to Sean Mannion, the quarterback's coach. He threw it to a couple of equipment guys. He threw balls into a net. He never threw one pass to Matthew Golden or Savion Williams. And so it was all drill work, and it was just, like, the good news is if they don't want us making snap judgments about their draft picks, we definitely couldn't do that. At the same time, I think somewhere in between full-fledged practices and guys running a limited playbook that they don't completely understand and then doing what they did on Saturday is probably the happy medium, but that's not what they did this time.
Jason, it sounds like Christian Watson's rehab's going well.
It does. I know the TV stations up here had some video of him taking part in the charity walk that they did at the Pier High School for the ribbon walk, which fights cancer. There's a big difference between that, obviously, and running down the field on a 60-yard deep ball. But the things that he said were very encouraging. Again, I don't know what the timeline will look like for him. I think he'll spend training camp on the PUP. I think he'll open the season on the PUP, and then, you know, they'll hope to activate him sooner rather than later. But I still think November based on TJ Hockenson's timeline, I think probably November is still the target for him.
Jason, at this point in the Jair saga, if they... this isn't necessarily about Jair. I guess it's more of a logistical question. Because if they just wait until after June 1st, they save more money on this year's cap, but they have to pay more. There's still dead money that they have to owe because they owe that money no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't need the cap savings, they're in a fine spot salary cap wise. But would there be a possibility of if they wait until June 1st to release him and then take that big chunk that they get and really try to front load a contract for somebody like Zach Tom that they want to extend? Like, I'm trying to figure out logistically why they would wait until June 1st to do it and if they could actually do something with that money that they would save.
Yeah, I take back my... that's a good question. I just have such Jair fatigue. If this goes on any longer, he should just be a quarterback. Look, I don't know how serious these conversations are. I haven't gotten really any straight answers ever since Rob's report about the fact that they were that a reconciliation was on the table. Again, I think a lot of people took that as, oh, he's definitely coming back. And Rob made it very clear that being released or being traded was also still on the table. But I thought it was significant, and I know I don't exactly understand exactly what Josina Anderson reported. I can tell you what Matt LaFleur said in response to my question on Friday, and that was that he confirmed publicly that Jair is not taking part in the on-field work of the off-season program because, as we've talked about, they don't want him to blow out his Achilles while he's running around in the Don Hutson Center. And then they're on the hook for his entire 2025 salary of $16.2 million. And then they don't have, at least they would know he wasn't playing from week to week. But I don't know if they are feeling any level of optimism that there's going to be an agreement reached. I don't know where that stands. But this has been the longest running possible trade, possible release. Oh, maybe we'll keep him saga that I can remember covering with this team. I don't think I've seen this at any point previously. And so to me, your point is a really good one, right? Because they're not that great in cap space anymore, right? They did spend in free agency. So you do that, it does free you up to do something with Zach Tom heading into training camp. So I think it's a really good idea. I just don't know if that's ultimately what's going to happen anyway. Because again, if I'm Jair and I'm not sure, I don't want to take a pay cut from these guys. I'd rather have a fresh start. I just keep holding out to force them to release me instead of being traded to a place that maybe I don't want to go.
Jason, before we let you go, is everyone's favorite quarterback married?
Yeah, I don't know, because I did not want to put myself in the position then of having him reply to me and then not knowing if I was supposed to say, because Homer filled in for Tausch as our cousin sub the day yesterday. And like, that was his, like, I introduced him and then it was off the rails immediately, which, Gabe, you're familiar with.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
feeling.
That's just, that's what happens when Homer's on the show.
Standard operating procedure, but that's all he wanted to know. And I had seen the photo or the video clip or whatever it was from the Kentucky Derby. And then I had not thought about it again until he said something. So he wanted me to ask Rogers if he was in fact married and send along his congratulations. But again, I didn't know, like, if he responds, is your marital status on or off the record? So I did not want to have to, make that decision. So I just, I'm going to hold off on sending my Mazel Tov to him for a little while longer.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We will talk to you again soon.
I don't understand this clock management. I've never done this on our show. So great work, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. We got Adam Schefter coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Let's get right to it with Adam Schefter this morning. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Are you looking good? Looking fresh? Looking rested? Are you rested?
He's probably, I mean, the draft has been over now. He's been able to probably sleep in a day or two.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for him. I love that for him. Adam, I want to start with this. Has there ever been a glow-up more substantial than that of the Washington Commanders? You thought I was going to say of Adam Schefter from last week until this week, but no, of the Washington Commanders.
No. Yeah. What, Jim, was I that far in the dumps? Like I was in the dumps like the Redskins? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying, you look good, Adam. You look real good today. I saw you as we went through the draft. Maybe it was weighing on you a little. Maybe it was wearing on you a little. That rainy day in Green Bay when I saw you, you look great compared to that. So, Washington Commanders.
Well, you know what? You talk about the glam up of the Commanders. I would say a year earlier, the Houston Texans. There was not an organization that was as much in the dumper as the Texans. And all of a sudden, they came alive. And these sorts of things happen in the National Football League where, I mean, I could think back to the St. Louis Rams in 1999. They were terrible. And all of a sudden, Trent Green gets hurt, and they have to turn to this backup quarterback named Kurt Warner, and they wind up winning the Super Bowl. So that is the one that stands out in most recent memory. I don't know that there was an organization that was down in the dumps as long as the Commanders have been that now has the future that they do. So that's probably a little bit rare. But I think in the National Football League, it happens fairly often to where a team that was an afterthought and also ran like somebody that we didn't view with great respect all of a sudden climbs up and becomes relevant like the Commanders have. But, you know, with the Commanders, you know, you take the quarterback, and that really solves everything. Everything looks much better. Now, they do have new ownership. They have a new general manager, Adam Peters, new head coach, Dan Quinn, all those things. But the fact of the matter is, I believe, you know, the quarterback really makes it all possible. Because if they don't hit on that pick the way they do, then everything else is not as what it is today.
And the reason I bring it up, of course, is that it was announced yesterday that Washington will be hosting the NFL draft in 2017. Go ahead.
And that's going to be unbelievable. Like in 2027, when everyone's on the National Mall by the Washington Monument, however they set that up. Like, you know, I didn't think the league did the right thing with Green Bay. I thought the draft should have been in Lambeau Field, not in a parking lot outside Lambeau Field, but I think that they're worried that, you know, they want that shot, that look where people are just lined up all over, and they don't want to see in a stadium, I think, you know, empty seats across the stadium, even though there are so many people in attendance on the field and whatnot. Like, to me, you're in, you know, Lambeau, you're going to Lambeau Field, let's go in Lambeau Field. Like, let's do it the right way. That they opted for the parking lot. On that National Mall, I think that's going to be quite a scene in 2027.
Adam, what's your take on this whole Belichick saga? And do you think this could affect his legacy if he just goes and flops in college, or no?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, he did what he did, and you know, he's dealing with a different set of issues now. And that college world is not a world that a lot of coaches want to be involved in. But he loves coaching. He loves coaching. That's what he is at heart. And he wants to go coach. And so he's gone down to North Carolina to go do that. And obviously, there's all the other extra things that have come along that I don't need to comment on.
Schefter, what's the next NFL date that you've got circled on your calendar? Is it next week? Is it the schedule release? Do you not really concern yourself with that? What's the next date you've got circled?
Well, I think that you have the schedule release next Wednesday. And You also have the league meeting later this month in Minneapolis to go over the tush push, which I think, you know, the tush push will wind up getting banned at that point in time. But the schedule release, you know, the funny thing about it is, of course, everybody knows every team's opponents, but that schedule release has kind of taken on a life of its own. Like, it's a huge day.
It's the NFL,
man.
It's a
day where people, and people plan their travel plans for the season. So if you're going to go see the Packers play in Detroit or Minnesota or whatever it may be, you know, you're locking in hotels, and it's become a real big deal. You know, what do we do, a three-hour primetime special on ESPN about it? And we know what's coming. We just don't know when it's going to be.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Marital status aside, are we any closer to Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the Steelers? This hits close to home because one of our guys, Ben Brust, maybe you've met him, maybe you've heard of him, he thought that the Packers and the Steelers were going to be the two teams facing off in Ireland. That's what his sources had told him. That has not now been debunked, as it was announced that it will be Steelers-Vikings, or maybe it wasn't announced, but that was out there yesterday. So it is not Packers-Steelers, apparently. And for whatever reason, people seem to think that Rodgers and his involvement with the Steelers is playing a role in this saga. Is there any truth to that? Is there any smoke to that?
Well, look, you know, part of the reason that the NFL has pushed back the release of the schedule to when it does, and it's now like the second week in May, is it tries to take as much time as it can to make sure that it has all the information it can before they finalize the schedule. Now, I don't think the NFL, in fact, I would feel very certain about this, I don't think the NFL has any inside knowledge that Aaron Rodgers is coming to play in Pittsburgh that we don't know. I think we all believe that's going to happen. We all expect that it's going to happen. It just hasn't happened. And I can assure you that the league has probably reached out to the Steelers, to ownership, and said, what do you think? And Art Rooney himself has been very public in the idea that he believes Aaron Rodgers is going to come play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm sure he told the league the same thing. Do I think he told the league we have a contract in the top draw done for Aaron Rodgers? We're just waiting. No, I don't think that that's true. So I think he told them exactly what he said to the public. We are confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler, but he still isn't signed. And Aaron Rodgers showed up at the Kentucky Derby this weekend with a ring on his left, on his fourth left wedding finger. The question that I raised this morning, and I would ask you all, have you ever heard of anybody ever wearing a ring on the fourth left finger if they weren't married? I'm just asking that question.
No, but it's Aaron Rodgers.
That's the whole thing. And there is the catch. If there's somebody that would be wearing a ring on that finger to try to send a message to say, you know, I'm wearing this to try to show that, you know, the institution of marriage is not something that we should all be believing or supporting in, and I'm putting this ring on, and like, I don't know what, you know, I would think, you know, it's logical that if you're wearing a ring on that finger that you got married. Mm-hmm. That's the logic most of the time with most people, but he's not most people.
So if he doesn't go to Pittsburgh, Adam, will they pivot and go after Cousins?
Yeah, I would expect that to be the case. And by the way, so if we're going to tie that together, the National Football League, when it schedules games for the Pittsburgh Steelers, primetime, international, whatever it may be, they're operating under the assumption that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make a good move at quarterback. They're going to make a move that they believe makes them competitive, whether that's going to be Aaron Rodgers, which is what they believe and hope and think, or whether they turn around and then trade for Kirk Cousins. But I think that we all would agree that it would be a surprise if the Pittsburgh Steelers headed to training camp with the combination of just Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and Will Howard. I just don't think that that's what they think. I don't think that's what the league is expecting. And I think the league goes ahead with the assumption that the Steelers, by the way, the Steelers themselves have said, we're going to be taking four quarterbacks to camp. Now, they may have signed an undrafted rookie free agent that I didn't see that is a fourth quarterback. But we're talking about four viable quarterbacks, and they haven't, to my knowledge, made that move on a fourth quarterback that'll be added to the roster whether that is Aaron Rodgers or whether that falls through and they pivot to Kirk Cousins.
Shefty, I led you astray a couple of months ago with advice on who to take at the Players' Championship. So clearly, I need help. I'm asking now for your help because this week on the PGA Tour, they're playing at Philly Cricket Club. It's not a place they typically go. What's your strategy for picking a golfer this week?
This is a tough one because I think you're going to get, if I had to guess, you're going to get some guy that kind of rises up that's a real good golfer, that's playing good golf. But there's no course history here. So
no.
It's a very difficult – no. So again, I think you're looking at somebody that – Jen's so bored by this, by the way.
Gabe. Like, she's already checked out. Yeah.
Like you could have asked me about, whatever, financial advice, and she just doesn't really care about this. So we're really boring her with this topic of golf. But there's no course history on this course in Philadelphia. And I think you're going to try to ride a golfer that can get hot, that has a lot. Like, I'm making this up off the top of my head. Sam Burns, Wyndham Clark, somebody like that can rise up and play well on a course like this. That's my guess.
I appreciate the self-awareness from you, Adam. I want to get to one more thing before we let you go. Here in Milwaukee.
More golf?
It's a big day. Boats. And there has been a boat stranded on the beach line here in Milwaukee at Bradford Beach for over 6 months. We're going to show you the picture on the live stream there. That's what it looks like. Looked like. It has since been just
show what it looks like
now. That's what it looks like now. They tried to remove it. It's too dug in. It ruined the barge or the boat that they tried to remove it with. So today they are shutting down the road. They've got cranes coming out. Would you watch a live stream of that thing being pulled out of the lake?
I feel the same way about watching that you do about hearing me talk about Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Okay. So, just so you know, full disclosure, while you were talking about golf, I was watching the stream of the crews pulling
so
up
here's the deal.
To the location.
You watch the stream. You watch the stream of the boat being pulled from the barge, whatever it is, and Gabe and I will continue to discuss who would be viable this weekend at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, because that, to me, is much more interesting than watching some big boat be tugged in.
Well, you don't have
for
the
6 months.
Attachment to the boat that Gabe does.
I mean, this
is
thing
like all in on the story and the backstory.
It's just such a wild story. Like, Shefty, somebody ran out of gas and just left the boat there. It's basically what happened.
By the way, I think we buried the lead here too. I just noticed this. Did Gabe shave?
Yes. For charity.
So do some fundraising every year for the Mac Fund, Adam.
For whatever it's worth, we've been trying to bury it since it happened, Adam.
I joined our afternoon show. Things were happening, and somebody said, hey, what would it cost to, trim the beard off? So we raised a little over $1,000 for the Mac Fund and, we shaved the beard off.
Okay, now we have to ask Adam.
For, Gabe?
10 years.
How long?
10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking down, I'm going, who's this guy that I don't recognize? I'm going, what is that? Right?
Yeah. No, it's a lot of people. I ran into a lot of people for the first time yesterday at a media event at Erin Hills. And same thing, Shefty. Not a lot of people were recognizing me.
I will say this. It's looking better because you've got like stubble
coming
in now.
Stubble now.
But that first day, Adam.
Are you going to grow it back? Are you growing it back?
Yes, I am growing it back. My wife was horrified when I walked out of the bathroom after I shaved it off. So we got to grow this thing back
really?
As quickly as possible. Yes.
Oh, so she likes the beard.
She likes the beard, yep. And really, we all know that's the only vote that actually counts.
One more golf question.
Yeah.
Do you think the ratings would be better for the PGA if the golfers played cricket instead of golf this weekend? Because it was painful last weekend. I knew one guy on the leaderboard.
Yeah, but he was the best guy.
Well, I know all the guys. But I would just say that last week, that guy was so insane. Like on Sunday, Van Rooyen, the golfer, I think Eric Van Rooyen,
yeah.
I think he was 8 under, had 2 eagles, and didn't close any ground on Scottie Scheffler. Like, Scottie Scheffler is ridiculous. He is ridiculous. He is a certifiable superstar, and the guy is
good.
He performs at a different level.
Okay, so the trucks have pulled up.
Back
they are unloading the equipment in an attempt to get the boat pulled out of the lake. Adam Schefter, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Now let's get back to Gabe's beard. We'll go back to Gabe's beard. So we'll go from the boat to golf to beers, right? Those are the three topics that are bouncing around between today.
Adam Schefter, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
We'll talk to you next week on Schedule Release Day.
Oh baby.
Oh, nice. Good tease.
Yeah, there you go. Have a great day, guys.
Surprised Chewy recognized that as a tease. Good job, Chew. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. Stick around.
Our conversation each and every week with Adam Schefter, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, largest resort north of Milwaukee, with everything you want to do in one place. Book your stay, because I'm going to be going up there later this summer. I love playing the golf. Maybe you want to visit the spa. Check out the great restaurants. It all starts at islandresortandcasino.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview, the way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney. Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We'll get to the Green Bay Packers in the second hour of the show, but apparently we just like bzzzed past something yesterday that we should have stopped, paused, and dug in on. Exactly. Chewy, did you get sent home from the Kentucky Derby party this weekend?
Well, I was escorted home. I wasn't sent home.
Is that better?
Were you leaving earlier than the person who was escorting you wanted to leave?
No, she just gives me it's time to go. And I'm like, okay.
Were you having too much fun?
A little bit. Half a cup.
What did you do that preceded the, all right, it's time to go?
So my knees have gotten bad over the last, I don't know, 6 months or 56 so.
56 years?
Yeah. So there was a little bit of a wobble. You know, I wobble a little bit now. I wish I wasn't tall. See, I'll blame it on the knees. It wasn't so much anything else. It's just I'm too tall at my age.
I wish I was a little bit shorter.
Shrinking.
Yeah.
It's a long, when you're sitting in a chair, it's a long ways up. And when your knees start to go, it's a little harder to get up out of the chair. So people like to insinuate other things when it's not that. It's just I'm old and tall.
But also you're at a Kentucky Derby. Well, but also you're at a Kentucky Derby party, so it could have been
also
the other.
Drunk.
Yeah, could have been the other thing.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm sure that didn't help a little bit. People like to point fingers, but
drunk.
I blame it on that. I'm old
juleps?
And tall. Old and tall.
Perhaps overserved is the language we like to use here.
I don't know. I wish that, time to start shrinking. Maybe I need to eat more, because you don't eat more as much when you're older.
Trying to follow your logic here. One, you want to be
gravity,
shorter.
Gravity. If I put on more weight, it's going to pull me down and shrink me?
I don't think that's how that works.
Nope.
I think it does.
Again.
Then why do people shrink?
Your bones.
Yeah.
Also, you start bending over, like hunched over, and that, like, takes away a few inches.
My bone is not shrinking.
Oh, my gosh. Raising. So, again.
I think started good.
The show. You guys, you know
thoughts.
What? This is another part of it. This is another part of your tall people arrogance, or reverse arrogance, or whatever it is. If you've never been tall, you don't know what it's like to be tall.
Smart's the same.
People with age tend to shrink due to several factors, primarily involving the spine and its supporting structures. Degenerative disc disease and dentally bone degeneration and compression fractures, particularly.
At what age, do they say?
I mean, I'm sure it's different for everybody. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all.
What are you hoping to lose a couple of inches? I mean, how much do you actually think you're going to shrink?
I think 6'1 would be good for me.
You're not going to lose that much, pal.
You don't
sorry.
Think so?
No.
I mean, I could saw you off at the ankles, and that might help. But.
And then Joshy could carry me around like Hodor. Gabe has no idea what we're talking about because he's never seen Game of Thrones.
No, I'm not a
Imagine
nerd.
Me on Joshy's back and Joshy being Hodor. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah,
Halloween?
The problem is you're not a dainty little prince. Even 6'1 is a lot of man to carry around.
I think that would be a great Halloween costume.
Also, shout out to me for using dainty the first time correctly on the show ever.
Dainty?
Yeah.
Is that a shot at me?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Direct.
How did I use dainty? How did I?
Are you serious right now?
You called Jordan
you mean
Love
Jordan
dainty.
Love? I don't think I'd be alone. I mean,
we put it on the poll, man. It was like 99%.
Yeah. Nah, was it 99? I've never broken. What's Homer's little
I believe we record? Did break that. I think we got to a poll to 97% once.
I think the question wasn't, though, is he dainty? Is calling a quarterback dainty an insult or something like that? That's how it was phrased.
I don't think so.
Well, we know. You said it.
Over and over again.
I think dainty is a word that should be used more. I think there should be an emoji for dainty. I mean, emoji will be part of the power ranking.
Oh, so now we did forensics on the Giannis post the other day where we were trying to figure out what the prayer hands and the salute emoji meant, and now he thinks he's an emoji expert.
The question that we posted on April 1st, is it a compliment to call a quarterback frail and dainty? 91.2% of people said, hell no.
91.2.
That is a win. That's a win.
Just because you're not alone doesn't mean you're winning.
I'll take it. It's like, that's why I can walk away from the table when I'm gambling, unlike some other degenerates on this show.
You mean when you're losing 91%, that's when you walk away?
I don't look at that as a loss. I look at it as a 9% gain.
Because he was planning on losing it all.
Hodor. 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 Where do you go from here, Jen? I'd have no idea.